Blog Talk Radio.
So I got converted, and I feel alright.
Hello, you guys. This is Minister Christopher Alston with Revelation of Truth. I'm here in Georgetown, South Carolina. Today, we will be talking about the value of Christian resurrection. Before we go into our show, we want to remind you guys that today we are giving away a $25 gift certificate for the first caller. You got to tell value of Christ in your life and how his resurrection affect your life as being a Christian. We are so excited. Tomorrow Friday at 12 o'clock, I will be in Lighthouse of Jesus Christ preaching the last seven words. I'll be one of the first ones that be preaching the last seven words at 159 Johnsonville Road here in Georgetown, South Carolina. I'm expecting you guys to be in the place, be there and supporting me. Amen. And on Saturday, Lighthouse of Jesus Christ will be having a breakfast starting that morning at 8 o'clock. We will actually participate with us in our midday service. Also on Sunday at 6:30 a.m., sunrise service will be at Lighthouse of Jesus Christ on 159 Johnsonville Road. They're here in Georgetown, South Carolina. Come and be inspired for his resurrection. This week was a busy week for me, but still yet I'm still here and I'm still alive. We want to thank God for this being up and about and trusting in God and knowing that God is still yet alive and well. Even this is Resurrection Week. I'm so excited. I can't wait till Sunday morning with Sunday. And happy Easter to everybody. That's happy Easter on Sunday. I know it's before time, but happy Easter to you guys. We would like to thank you guys for yet so far listening to the radio station. It's been a blessing to me. It got me more deeper in my words, in the Word of God now. And I'm so excited. We are going to play a new song that I have on my audio clip, and I want y'all to hear it. It said, "Lord, it's in your hands. Every problem, every situation that we got, we give it to God. Because Lord is still yet in your hands." And I'll be right back.
It seems like no one cares. want you to rock me, Jesus.
We are talking about the value of Christ's resurrections. The resurrection of Jesus is not the only validated, but it's an incredibly valuable. I want to mention just a handful of benefits of the fact that Jesus' tomb is empty. It has it verifies prophecy. It confirms our salvation. It conquers death. Here we see, and it verified prophecy, because here we see in Psalm 16:10, the Bible is validated by the absolute and irrelative revelation of God. Remember also that Jesus personally prophesied his resurrection on several occasions. From that time, Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Here we find that in Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 21st verse. Later, Jesus told them that they were going to Jerusalem, where he would suffer many things and be delivered to the Gentiles, who would mock and scourge and crucify him. And on the third day, he will be raised up. Matthew, the 20th chapter, the 18th to the 19th verse. Here then, on the resurrection day, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and met an angel who told her, "He is not here." For just as he said in Matthew, the 20th chapter, if Jesus was wrong about his resurrection, then we should not believe anything else he said. If he did rose from the dead, then we believe everything else he said. So when Jesus said, "I will go and prepare a place for you," in John, the 14th chapter, the 3rd verse, we can take that to the bank without the resurrection. We could not believe in heaven, but I know heaven is real, not because I have been there, but because I know who told me about it. The one who rose from the dead. Romans, the 1st chapter, the 4th verse. It confirms our salvation. If Jesus said that he's a man, he can never lie. Jesus said that he was going to rose again. He rose again. But people contradict that he did not rose again. Remember when I told you about the empty tomb? They said that Jesus, they gave you certain theories that what had happened. And he said that, that the disciples came and they found Jesus and they broke the seal, the Roman seal, from the tomb. But that did not happen, because Jesus said it in his word that he was going to rose again, and he rose. Now, it confirms our salvation. Jesus' resurrection always confirms our salvation. It is our divine guaranteed God receipt. That Jesus' death satisfied a payment demanded for sin. Paul said in Romans 4th chapter and 25th verse that Jesus was delivered to the cross for our sins and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, if you have received Jesus Christ as our Savior by faith, his resurrection is not our guarantee that your salvation is secure. You know how important it is to get a receipt when you make a major purchase. If there is a problem with this product, or if a dispute comes up about whether you actually bought the item, your receipt proves your purchase and authorizes your claim to have the problem fixed, so that the payment for the product was made and acceptable. Jesus' resurrection served the same purpose for us. When he cried, "It is finished," on the cross, he was announcing that the price for sin has been paid in full. So when I got to heaven, I am not going to talk about the fact that I was a preacher or that I did the best I could. Jesus is going to show the receipt that proves he paid for my salvation with his blood. And the last thing is that it conquers death. Pentecostal sermon, Peter said to Jesus, God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony, putting him to the agony of death. It's possible for him to be held in its power. Death was unable to hold Christ, not only because he is God, but because his death broke the power of sin. The only power that can hold a person in death only exists because of sin. So when sin is done, away with death, and the host, it holds us on us. The reason sinners will never be able to escape hell in eternity is that they had never gotten rid of their sin. So sin will have an eternity hold on them. But when Jesus rose from the dead, he broke the power of sin for all time. And since we are attached to Jesus by faith, since we hold the receipt that shows our sins have been paid for, we will not stay dead either. It is impossible for us to be held in death's power because it was impossible for Christ to hell in death's power. This is sweet truth. Here we are talking about the value of Christian resurrection. Now, I told you about the empty tomb and how they say that Jesus did not resurrect himself. Jesus did not rose from the dead because and broke the seal. If you have broke that, theologians say that if you broke the seal from what the Romans got, that would cause penalty to death. But here we see that Jesus resurrect. I believe that he rose from the dead. I believe that because if he did it, well, why he went up to the cross for if he did not rose again? Jesus' word did not go void. Jesus' word took flight. It did not go void. Here we see that all these things that I spoke about his resurrection, I believe that, you know, God said his word that it'll never go void or it never fail. Here we see that they witness him in grave clothes. One, they witness him in grave clothes. Then the disciples had transformation. It's also it's the second convicting that violates the resurrection is that took place in the lives of the disciples. Convincing proof. You remember the old, I don't know the man. Peter, he denied Jesus 3 times at his crucifixion. But Jesus, a few weeks later, Peter took his stand with the 11, raised his voice, and declared the gospel fearlessly on the day of Pentecost. It took a lot of courage for Peter to declare this man. You nailed to a cross, but the hands of godless again. Don't think he would put himself in that jeopardy like that for a lie. A couple of chapters later in the message, James lost his life, wounded up wound up in jail under death sentence. Acts the 12th chapter. What about Paul? Paul, formerly known as Saul, the persecutor of the church. Saul was present for the stoning of Stephen, giving his approval. Saul saw determined and incorporate the new saint that called Christian. He was good at it to Paul. At it too. What happened to Paul? He saw the risen Jesus first of all. After the risen Jesus met Paul on the Damascus Road, he was never the same. Paul became so convinced of the truth of the resurrection that he put his whole life on the line for it. Because his former Jewish pals trusted to kill him after he became Christian. Not only this, but the resurrection became a cornerstone of Paul's theology. If Christ had not risen, then our preaching is in vain, your faith also in vain. Now, because Saul was the first one that saw Jesus when he was on the way to the Damascus Road. He saw him, but he saw the transformation of Jesus. But you got to remember, if that changed his disciples and changed the mindset of Paul, Saul to Paul, what do you think about in our life? If we take the resurrection of Christ seriously in our life, then we will see the manifestation of God in our lives. We can actually impact other people's lives. But we first got to believe that he rose again. That Jesus is still, Jesus rose from the dead. We got to believe this thing. Then our faith, our preaching, our going to church on Sunday morning is in vain. It's for a show. But it's not for a show because God actually did these things. We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in and tuning in with us on Monday at 2 o'clock. We will be on the air again Monday at 2 o'clock. Remember that tomorrow morning at 12 o'clock noon, I will be at Lighthouse of Jesus Christ, 159 Johnsonville Road here in Georgetown, South Carolina, doing the seven last words. Saturday at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, I will be at Lighthouse of Jesus Christ again for the men's prayer breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. Sunrise service is at 6:30 a.m. At Lighthouse of Jesus Christ at 159 Johnsonville Road here in the city of Georgetown, South Carolina. Again, happy Easter to you guys. If I don't see you, if you don't hear my voice, happy Easter to you all. And I hope you are blessed and wonderful day. I hope you are blessed and wonderful day today. And on Sunday, I hope you can go to one of your local churches for their sunrise service and for the Easter program and for the, remember Sunday is Easter. And I want you to be, remember Jesus' resurrection. Remember that he rose again from the grave and believe that Jesus is Lord. I guess I didn't have any callers in here today, so I'm still going to give out this $25 gift certificate. Again, on Monday at 2 o'clock, just stay tuned. I will be on the air at Monday at 2 o'clock, giving out a $25 gift certificate to Walmart. Here we're going to listen to Bishop Carlton and Bishop Paul Morton. And again, have a blessed week. Happy Easter to you all. And remember my announcement tomorrow at 12 o'clock, Friday, 12 o'clock. I will be at 159 Johnsonville Road here in Georgetown, South Carolina, at Lighthouse of Jesus Christ for the seven last words. And also, I will be in Lighthouse again on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock for the men's prayer breakfast. And 6:30 again on 159 Johnsonville Road, Sunrise Service. Just come into the place and we were glad to see you at Lighthouse of Jesus Christ. Again, we're going to play Bishop Carlton and Bishop Paul Martin. Until then, stay blessed. And remember, God loves you and I love you too. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. See you again on tomorrow at 12 o'clock at 159 Johnsonville Road.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Martin. He's up here tonight. Founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Martin, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. My hand to thee. Come on. No other help I know. If thou withdraw my Bishop, you can do it better than I can. I stretch my hand to
There was a blind man on the roadside, and he heard a commotion, and it was Jesus passing by with a crowd, and he stirred his emotions. Oh, he didn't display his whole life. Should he even try? sinner man. You're gonna need Jesus when you come down to die. Y'all might not believe me, but somebody here in this building's gonna need Jesus. You're gonna need him on your job tomorrow. You're gonna need him as you travel up and down this whole dangerous highway. But won't God make a way for you? What are you doing? What are you doing? Let me see you wave your hand. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he make a way for you? Come to do, but I come to enjoy myself this evening. You know what? I found out you can't do nothing looking good for God, and I don't care how hard you try. You hear me? I don't know about the God that y'all say here in Jacksonville, Mississippi, but the one that I serve in that little country town called Tyler, Texas, you got to get ugly to serve the God that I serve about. Play me a little bit more there. In case you should miss me, one of these moments, and it won't, oh, it won't be long. Any good? Lord, I need. Lord, I need. Show me this. Who we love. This is my favorite verse. If you should miss me from singing down here, you, come on up in glory. How many believe in prayer? How many of you are proud to make a way for you?